opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call at 605-4567. Carl and Linda are on vacation today. I'm Baron Browning. I'll be your host this morning. And I have two great guests. I have Chief Michael Johnson from the City of Anderson and the City Manager, Jeff Keezer. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
We're good.
Yeah, we're great.
So, COVID year, let's take a recap of, you know, this wild ride we've been on in an upbeat way. I know there's been a lot of great things going on in Anderson, both with the police department and the city itself. So we'll get started with you, Chief. What do you got going on this year?
Wow, yeah, what a year, right, for everybody. It's been tough. Baron, you know, the positive, of course, is that we've been able to still serve the citizens and didn't get hit overly hard where it crippled us too bad with the COVID as far as our personnel go. We did go through, much like everybody else did, having to manage some things and alternate schedules and keeping everybody safe. Our businesses in town seem to have been weathering it so far. I know we've lost some, excuse me, as everybody has, but for the most part, things are staying pretty solvent. And it's just we're just trying to go on our daily business and continue to do what we're supposed to do for the community, and the community in turn is trying to struggle through it as well. I can say that, you know, with the holidays coming, it's been a nice turn of events for everybody. I think everybody's looking forward and has looked forward to being with family and counting on what matters, and we're no different. So we're trying to do those same things. The police department still put up our lights, still found a way. We're going to have a employee Christmas party, if you will, but it's going to be a drive-through barbecue. There's going to be like a distance exchange of raffle baskets that all the employees have donated, made up baskets for people to win. And although we won't get to get together really and celebrate, doing what we have to make it through, just like everybody else is out there. But in all the year, it's been a good year, right? The city's doing well. The police department's doing well. The county's doing well, in my eyes anyways. Maybe I know there's folks that have struggled. I know there's folks that have actually had their business closed, and I can't say enough about how sorry I am for them and how those impacts have been felt, but hopefully everybody's getting along and moving forward.
You know, I think there's been a lot of great things when you talk about what's happened over this year and the citizens coming together, overwhelming support for our restaurants and them having to adapt and our citizens continuing to go see them and patronize them and spend money at their establishments, buying gift cards and different things. But you yourself have had how long have you been on now? Eight years.
8 years now. Years. Yeah. Let me tell you something about what you just said about the you know, local businesses, people trying to support that. It's my wife. What she said to me the other night was really profound. She wanted to go out and do some Christmas shopping, which I hate, but as a good husband, I go. So I, you know, I made, of course, the typical guy statement, as guys might make, is like, why don't you just buy it on Amazon and let's just get stuff so I don't have to go out, right? Thinking of myself. And she said, look, it's been a rough year. Let's go support all the local businesses and buy everything local, which is very cool. The right thing to do, right? And what we want to do. And I hope there's more people like her than there are me out there. I of course, embrace that and realize, yes, you're right. That's what we need to do. So that's a good thing, and I hope everybody else hears that message and does the same thing, because we do need to support our local businesses, especially in a time like this. And on the other note, Baron, I could tell you I'm happy I don't live in Southern California or the Bay Area, because we've got a great community comparatively. I have relatives in both those areas, and it's a completely different story.
I agree. And we did the same thing. We posted on Facebook on Small Business Saturday, all the, you know, small businesses that we went to, and we've been to a bunch since then. And we bought the majority of our items, like, you know, you guys did here locally. Some stuff we couldn't get. But I'm pleased to say that the one item that we ordered through Amazon was pajamas for the entire family. We do this every year. It's been my wife's tradition. So we get them for all the grandkids and our kids. And none of them fit. It was funny because Brianna puts them on. Brianna, my daughter's in 11th grade, as you know. And she puts hers on, and it's about three sizes too small. So they all went back. So the wife went out yesterday and got some more locally. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. Very good.
So, but, yeah, you've been with the police department 8 years, and what a turn in 8 years the police department has been. I know when we first moved here in 2005, the police department had a different look than it does today. And I know we've talked about this a lot personally, and I know the citizens, you know, continually tell you and your officers what a great job they do. But what a turn in the 8 years since you've been our chief. The training aspect, the mentoring that you've done for those young officers, and we have a lot of young officers. We only have, a handful left from when I moved to town in 2005.
Yeah, very young department now, and thank you. Yes, we collectively, that's a process that where everybody's involved, you know, from the city administration to the city council to the administration of the police department, all the way down the line, and it has been, it's a great place. It's a great department. I love the city. I love the community. And the men and women that work for the police department genuinely care for the community, too. And you're right. The professionalism has changed there. When I first came to Anderson and became chief, I had only one guy with a formal education. Now a majority of the department does. And they do that on their own accord, and they like career development. They like personal, professional development, and it shows. So thank you. We appreciate that, and we're going to continue to keep trying to raise that bar.
Well, great leaders produce great leaders, and that's the bottom line. So thank you. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Any promotions this year?
We just had one. We promoted a sergeant. Chris Comente was promoted to sergeant for the police department. Yeah, you know, we had a sergeant, Casey Day, leave for the coast and become a chief over in Fortuna PD. That left a vacancy in our sergeant's position, so we promoted him. And probably just before the beginning of the year, we promoted a lieutenant, and that's Lieutenant Steve Blunk. So, yeah, we have had some movement, and we have a 32-year city employee retiring the 25th, actually, of this month. And so we're losing some more seniority there. But right behind her, we have a new community service officer in Jennifer Ann Shaw. So, yeah, there's some turn, but new blood and, you know, a fresh look is good, too.
And a new canine and a retirement of a canine.
Yes, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, we had our county celebrity, Arrow, retired. And but we did turn around and get another Dutch Shepherd and got him on the street as well.
And who's his handler?
His handler is Tyler Spurgeon.
Nice.
Right. And that dog's name is Ivan.
Ivan, yeah. And you can get that dog now, right?
We just got those plush toys, the stuffed animals. We got a new canine, Ivan. So we have four total now. You know, of course, two of those have retired, Arrow and Chance, but we still have all four of those plush toys, and we're selling them as a fundraiser, three for $50. So, yeah, or $20 each.
Right on.
Yeah.
And we'll get to some more of the southward, but leading in, we got about a minute left until our commercial, but leading into the next minute, you know, it's really nice to see, and you can elaborate this after the break, Chief, the Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department, and Anderson Police Department all working on things together, whether that's Think Pink or some other things that have gone on. I never saw that when I was, you know, first moved here in 2005, the camaraderie that you have with the other departments, the sharing of resources. And so if we could talk about that after the break,
sure,
that would be awesome. So,
okay.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this message.
If I could, maybe I'd give you my hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. You can reach us at 605-4567. And again, Baron Browning in for Carl and Linda this morning, and our guest, Chief Michael Johnson, City of Anderson, Anderson Police Department, and Jeff Kieser, our city manager. Thank you, gentlemen, again for being here. But I'm going to turn it over to Jared for a quick weather update.
All right, it's currently 35 degrees here downtown, and today it's going to be rainy with a high of 53 and a low of 41. Tomorrow we have a chance of showers, and it's going to get sunny with a high of 56, a low of 38. Friday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60, a low of 37. And Saturday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 61 and a low of 37.
Thank you, Jared. All right, Chief, right where we left off, I was bringing up the fact that the agencies are working together better than I've ever seen in my years that I've been in Anderson and the Shasta County area. You want to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Baron, you know that this is the third county I've worked for, and I've said this before from the time I got here, and it's still holding true. The collaboration between the law enforcement agencies here is incredible. It's nice to have the good relationships, not just with administration between each other, but really the boots on the ground patrol and the support staff that get along with each other. And, you know, you mentioned the Sheriff's Department and Reading Police Department in Anderson working together. There's also the district attorneys, another really good ally of ours, and CHP as well. We work with all those agencies with seamlessly, really, and collaborate on projects and community events and anything that we can put together for special enforcements that our aim is always benefiting the Shasta County as a whole, as a community, not just Anderson, not just Redding, not just the outskirts. We always aim to for a kind of a more regional approach, and that is extremely nice to do to work with, because I've been places where it doesn't work like that, and it makes things challenging for law enforcement, and it doesn't benefit the community. So yeah, it's a great deal.
In probation, you do a sweep with them around Halloween, right? Is
that correct? That's correct. Yes. I'm sorry. And yeah, probation is part of that law enforcement branch as well. And yeah, we collaborate with them. They give us the list of probationers. We work with them. We figure out who are the higher profile people we need to go hit. We go with them and pair up. And that is what you're talking about, like the Halloween event that we did. That is a huge collaboration, because all the agencies contribute personnel to that. And probation kind of, you know, manages that caseload. So together we go out and keep those people in check.
Well, I know the sex offender list, especially around Halloween with parents taking their kids out, it's always a big deal on social media.
Sure.
When you make those arrests.
Right.
Because, you know, people want to protect their kids. So the amount of hits that it gets is amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, the final thing on that note, Baron, with sex offenders and sexual predators is we have a good relationship with our local FBI office, too, because there's a lot of Internet stuff that goes on, and we get intel from them and feeds from them on where some of those people are operating off their computers, and we constantly go keep those people in check or put them in jail as well.
Awesome. And then last night at our council meeting, you had a retirement. You want to share a little bit about her?
Renee Canavan, a 32-year employee for the city of Anderson, Anderson Police Department. She's been animal control. She's been an evidence person. She's been, you name it, done a lot of duties in that support staff role for 32 long years. And, yep, December 25th is her final day. We wish her the best. I'm going to miss her vast institutional knowledge and history knowledge of the city, but she's going to still be around. She's not moving out of state or anything, and she's a good farm girl and lives on the outskirts, so we'll keep tapped into that resource as needed, but we wish her well.
We appreciate her.
Absolutely, absolutely appreciate her. Gonna miss her.
So thinking about this last year, do you have any does one arrest stick out more than the rest? Because I know in our, you know, as long as I've been on the council, you know, I've seen some fun ones where you got bit by arrow. And I mean, so.
Yes. Yeah. Personally bit by arrow on a call. You know, I think probably the most significant arrest for us as an agency and for Shasta County was the brothel house massage parlor case that we did, that we led. And that was a collaboration of all the agencies and several different locations, and involved human trafficking, and there was just so many moving parts to that whole case, and had such an impact not only regionally but, you know, state and multi-state wide. It was pretty significant. So I'd say that's probably our showcase case of 2020.
Led by Duncan and Grassoff, correct?
Detective Duncan and Detective Grassoff, that's correct.
Yeah, they did amazing.
Amazing job.
I know that's another one that got a lot of hits. That's a highlight for sure for this year. Any others?
No, that'll do it. I think I'll pass on the torch here to my city manager. He's done a lot for the city and has a lot to tell you about. So if I think of something else, I'll chime in here towards the end.
Right on. Well, Jeff, known you 6 years since I got elected on the city council, and what a change the city has made in at least my time. And I know it started the change just as I was running for office with the half-cent sales increase and, you know, for public safety, and those things have changed. But why don't you give us a highlight of this year and what you see as special moments, businesses coming in, all of those great things.
Well, thank you, Baron. Always a pleasure to be here at KNCR2. We enjoy coming up here. And I think you got to do a shout out to Redding right now. You know, when we pulled up this morning to look at the new downtown, to see their Christmas tree, you know, good job, Redding. It's good to see some, you know, redevelopment here in the downtown. But, you know, in Anderson, we've been working on a lot of things for a lot of years, and you've got to say our highlight this year is U.S. Offsites. 200,000 square foot manufacturing plant. They're going to do panelized construction or prefab construction that's really intended to help multifamily units be constructed around the West Coast. And And so, you know, they're going to employ hundreds of people at the end of the day when they're up and running, currently working on their foundation out across the street from Wheeler Brader, if you happen to look out that way on the east side of I-5. That's a big thing. When we lost the timber industry in the North State, a lot of that land has sat vacant for decades. And so to see something out, you know, this was owned by Roseburg prior, to see new construction happening out there, and to know that Anderson's going to play a role in affordable housing costs across the West Coast, employ our residents and stuff around Shasta County, you can't ask for more. So that's a big deal for us.
And that was a process.
Oh, absolutely.
So that land was vacant. It sat in the county. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we actually annexed that property in. Roseburg came to us years ago and said, hey, we'd like to annex into the city. And why somebody would do that, and one, they were in our sphere of influence and adjoined us already. But the utilities you need in today's world to follow compliance with laws and rules, you know, we have water, we have the wastewater system, all the things you need to make your building project go forward. But they had the foresight to say, hey, we want to move our property forward. We need to annex in so we have the utilities needed and the infrastructure needed to produce something. And so that was done. And then so that set the stage. So that piece of the puzzle was done, setting the stage so we could attract a business like this. And then we've worked with U.S. Offsites for a long time, showing how we could get things done for them. And we've done a lot of different things with our staff in order to be ready for this. We have a new building official this year. Anthony has come in, hit the ground running. You know, COVID's a challenge for everyone, right? But so how do you succeed with COVID? That's got to be the goal. We're no different than a private entity that said, okay, how do I have to do my dining now with the rules? And if I do seating outside, can I do it this way? We have to do the same thing. So we have a new project out, what we call iWork, where you can submit everything electronically. You don't have to come into the office, but it allows us to electronically plan check your plans too and return them to you that way. Really speed the process up. And we used to contract a lot of our plan check out. Anthony's doing 99% of it all in-house now. Very proud of what he's doing. And we're really hitting the ground running there. We've been averaging, Baron, as you know, almost 60 building permits a month, whether they be commercial, rehabs, new houses, new businesses. That's great for our little town of just over 10,000 people. So,
absolutely amazing. And I'd be amiss if I didn't say some collaboration happened with Anderson Fire and to get that property annexed in.
Absolutely, because it's not just, you know, in Anderson. We don't have our own fire department. We have our best partner right next door, the Anderson Fire Protection District, and Chief Lowe. They have a say in that because they have to serve that property, and they have come alongside us and been a great partner. And as government, we have to remember we're here to enhance and provide for our community. And those roles have been established and continue down that direction, and can't ask for better partnership.
Amazing. I love it. What else you got going on?
You know, there's a lot of things. We ought to talk, you know, Ferry's Pharmacy had retired and moved on, and now we have the new Anderson Pharmacy RX there, and she's doing a great job. If you haven't been by there on Ferry Street and East, you need to stop by. Got the gift store side, but also, you know, I think it's one of our only independent pharmacies in Shasta County now. So,
yeah.
So doing a great job there. Plus, they have the COVID testing there and the rapid test, which we as a city have used to, you know, keep our own employees safe and make sure we don't have anybody sick.
And they also have the antibody test. Haven't been in, get down there. They have a lot to look at. They have items in there you can purchase, whether it's purses or jewelry. I mean, and all of that stuff is local. So what she did was went to local artists and said, hey, if you want to sell in my shop, feel free. So she's taking care of a little piece of that role.
Well, and as we talk about the local Christmas shopping, great spot for that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff.
Absolutely. You just got to love that.
Absolutely.
She is an amazing lady. It's been a great honor to meet her. I know her daughter is building a sandwich shop next door.
Correct.
I'm so hoping, because I moved my office to Anderson, that, you know, next year.
Right. How can we miss the biggest business coming to town, Ferry on staffing?
Exactly.
Didn't even talk about that one, did we?
Well, can't miss that one.
The sign will be up in January, February. I know we got to take a break. Jared, thank you.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palos Hedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Morning, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. We can be reached at 605-4567. And again, we're joined this morning by Anderson Police Chief Michael Johnson and City Manager Jeff Keiser. And we were moved on to Jeff for a little bit of an update for a year in review, if you will, about what's happened in Anderson this year. And so we just got through U.S. offsites and some of those businesses. What else has come? I know we had Portside Fish and Chips open this year. So what else do we have?
Well, yeah, you've got to give a shout-out to Portside Fish and Chips, right? You know, when I first started in the city in 2009, I think Long John Silver's was still down there in the outlet area. And,
oh, that's right.
They've since gone. And to have Melissa come back to town and open that up, you know, great food, great service, fast service, you know, affordable. So that's been another good addition to our town. Very happy to have her there, and hoping she'll take her talents and maybe even expand a little more as we move forward. So I think that's a great thing, Baron. I think you have to look, you know, let's talk about COVID's been a real issue for our small businesses. And so what can we as local government do? One thing, as you know, we started here a little while ago, ACE, our Anderson Community for Economic Development. And so Hope Sess, our director of that, and she's really taken a lead in trying to help our small businesses along with yourself. You know, our hands are somewhat tied. We didn't put COVID out there. We didn't implement a lot of the rules that are going on, but how can we assist? Is there availability? Whether maybe it's just handing out masks and hand sanitizer and making sure you have that so you can clean your business and keep your employees safe. Maybe it's helping facilitate some of the grant programs. And you got to give a huge shout out to Jake Mangus and the Reading Chamber for what they're doing. Because Chief hit on it, you hit on it. At the end of the day, guys, we're a region, and we have to survive as a region. Anderson can't solely survive, nor can Reading. We need to survive as a region and really thrive and grow together. And so you've seen a lot of that, and the Reading Chamber's been a big part of that. And so huge shout out to him. But you know, so then it comes back. So, okay, governor's rules say, hey, no indoor dining. So, you know, we've worked as a staff to do, you know, an administrative use permit for free, no cost. So here you can do outdoor seating and still be safe. Here's some of the things we're looking for and assist those businesses in getting there. And, you know, our hearts go out to the struggles our business community has right now trying to comply with rules that we may or may not believe actually apply to that business. But it is what it is. You know, we've had our own issues. This is the first time in, 38 years we didn't do Mosquito Serenade this summer.
Right.
And, you know, that's a big deal. We didn't get to do our July 3rd fireworks. We have some big traditions in town and, that our community looks forward to. So, I think you gotta give credit though to the city council and staff and everybody who picked up, you know, Christmas in Anderson. Our partnership with Anderson Fire and what's gone on there for decades and, you know, we've had a huge crowd in past years, but we can't do that. You know, that's not safe right now. So how do we do it? And that's a big thing of mine is, okay, if we can't do this, how do we do it? What do we change? What do we do different? And so our Christmas in Anderson this year, you know, we still lit our Christmas tree. We did a Facebook Live thing. But then we did our drive through Santa because Christmas is about the kids and the families. And it's important we do that. And, you know, we had over 300 kids come through. See our drive-through Santa, get a little gift bag, take pictures of Santa. Just real proud of how that event came out and how we as a community can shift to here's what we can do in these times and not focus on what we can't do. And I think that's huge. And, you know, that's an attitude we push through City Hall constantly. I'm not a big fan of we've always done it this way. I want to know how we can do it. And I think there's, as we talk about business.
Ever changing, ever evolving.
Right. I mean, the only thing I guarantee in government is change.
Yeah, that's right.
and I'm sure there's people out there going, and taxes.
But, yeah. Good point.
But, you know, I think when you look at Anderson, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the housing booms going on right now, especially up behind Walmart. The Skyview subdivision and also the Pleasant Hill subdivision. You know, if you haven't driven back there or taken time in your travels, drive back there and see the quality of the construction and the population that's growing back there. Really great for our community. But, you know, I think we've got some more exciting things coming. You know, we as a city know they're in the works right now, and the public will start to see some of that in 2021. I think you're going to see a very big fuel station pop up with a big store. That's a great thing for us. I think there's just a lot of exciting things coming to town. But I think, you know, we would be also remiss if we didn't talk about the one project we've worked on for years in Anderson River Park. And that's Anderson River Splash, our splash pad project. And, you know, unfortunately, right now with the restrictions, we can't open it until, some of the COVID stuff backs off a little bit. But we will be ready for that to happen when the weather warms back up. And we've created a splash pad, and the guidance was pretty simple. If we're not building the number one 10-year-old destination for a birthday party, then we haven't hit the mark.
Right.
And so we, you know, if you, as you as council know, we toured some of the stuff down outside of Vegas and looked at this years ago, and we have a lot of similarities when you really look in the summer. We have hot weather. In Anderson, we're blessed to have a lot of groundwater, so we have water. Even though we built a very efficient splash pad, it's all a recirculation system, and recirculates and recycles its water. But we've built something for our kids and our families to enjoy. And as we talked about our sales tax earlier, you mentioned that, but our commitment was at least 50% of that money go to public safety. The other 50% go to other general fund needs such as parks, code enforcement, and restoring general funds. But we're not here just to collect money. We're here to put it back in our community. And so along with the public safety element, we've built a feature that our families, our community can enjoy for decades to come. And we look forward to that. And some of the unique things with our splash pad, it's big. It's, you know, it's over a 100-foot diameter circle, lots of above-ground features and jets. But we also have all the lights are LED lit for night play. So think of those hot summer nights, being able to go out there and play in the light and just enjoy life and create memories. That's what it's about, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's been that's been one of the greatest things about being on when I came in the city council, and I've told a ton of people this. I am so blessed to come in at the time that I came in because just the collaboration with the city council that we all have with each other, we don't always agree, and that's okay. But we always throw out other ideas, and so we see what sticks on the wall. But we've always had the same common goal, and that is that we want our citizens to be safe, and we want to give back to our community, and we'll have that hometown feel where you can go down to Anderson River Park. Number one, feel safe when you're going there, and enjoy your day, and having that amazing event there that you can take your family to and have a birthday party or a celebration or a wedding or whatever you're having. And this just topped the cake when we added this item to that list of things that we have in Anderson River Parks, because it has a long history of, as we go along, adding things to it that just make it a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And so it's been just been fun to watch it all.
And I think if we really listen to our citizens, think about how you hear talk like, hey, we don't really utilize the river. Shasta County doesn't utilize the river. Well, we have this awesome park right on the river. So shouldn't that be some of the elements and where we develop for our public to enjoy? Again, Chief Johnson and I, we don't, and yourself as council, we don't own this. The community does.
That's right.
And it's our responsibility to make that the best possible place we can through responsible spending of their tax dollars, not only to maintain it, but to build things for their enjoyment of life. And that's what we want to offer. When you come to Anderson, we want you to know that we're putting things forward to make your life better to the best extent we can. Now, I think Chief and I would also tell you, we got a governor that really can make that challenging at times.
Yes.
but you know, we have core things we all agree on. Totally agree that before we can have anything else, we have to have public safety. And you and the rest of the council, you stood behind that, and we're working on achieving that every day. Now that we have the public safety element to where we can work with that, then what else can we do to, you know, enhance our community? A lot of that's business development. We work harder on that behind the scenes than probably anyone will ever realize. You know this, but we've traveled in past years to some of the big retail shows, marketing our city, letting people know that, hey, there's an opportunity in Northern California. I stand behind that if we all three sat down and built a town, just and the you know, paper was blank and we could do whatever we want. Look what we have here. We would choose mountains, the valley, the lakes, the proximity to the ocean. You know, we have this amazing river. You know, you hear about the Mississippi, but I think if you look, the Sacramento can really, rival that. And you
some look, of the greatest fishing too, right?
Well, yeah, look, we've had some restoration projects out in Anderson River Park, with some side channel projects. And when you go out there and you look at that clear water where they're creating the salmon habitat, you don't see water like that when you get south of here in Sacramento and stuff. We're very blessed. We live in an awesome place. We have an awesome community, awesome people, and we need to continue that and let people know that this is a great place.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wrap it up. We have one more segment after this, and I do want to remind everybody at 8 o'clock we have Sheriff Eric McGreeny coming on to share his thoughts of the past year. It's been a roller coaster ride for him as well. In his first year as sheriff, it started right off the bat with COVID, and then we had a fire and some other things going on. So I'm excited to listen to him when he has to share. But we appreciate you guys. We'll be back after this message.
There's talk on the street. It sounds so familiar. Great expectations. Everybody's watching you.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning. Time is 7:48 a.m. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Again, our number is 605-4567. And again, I'm joined for this first hour with Chief Michael Johnson, City of Anderson, and our city manager, Jeff Keyser. So, Jeff, you want to wrap up a few thoughts? I know we were just talking off the air. Becca's best in the North State, and go ahead.
Yeah, so how about another little hint to something coming in 2021? The old KFC at Balls Ferry and Ventura, there's something coming there next year. Not going to be food, but it's going to be a very good thing for our town and our community. So that'll be redone into a new look in 2021. That's another great little thing for our city. So,
and I know Blue Dog RV has their sign up.
Well, better than that, Blue Dog RV, that's almost a complete project, but we're starting to see some trailers roll in there finally last week. And as I'm sure most people in the North State know, with COVID, the camping and the outdoor recreation element has kind of exploded through the roof. And Blue Dog intended to be open by this time, but they haven't been able to get product out here on the West Coast. They've got hundreds of trailers sitting back east needing, you know, everything from upholstery to other little trinkets so they can be delivered. But, yeah, so we're going to have on Autumn Mall Drive in Anderson. You're going to have Camping World further south, and then Gander RV, and then Blue Dog RV. We are now the number one destination in Shasta County for your RV needs right there.
We have to change that name as a council, the Camping Drive or something.
Right, right. Outdoor Recreation or something, yes. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, those are great things for our little city, and it helps diversify our revenue base. And, you know, we're looking for more out there. And, you know, lots of people poking around Riverside there right at I-5 too. You know, we should give a shout out to Caltrans and J.F. Shea on the six lane project.
Yes.
Too. You know, they've been trying to, you know, keep traffic open, work through the weather windows. They have had to deal with COVID. And when you come northbound now, you can kind of see some of the permanent improvements that are going to be there between Deschutes and Balls Ferry. You see a collector lane. So no longer will you have to merge right away up onto traffic. You'll be able to stay in that right-hand lane and merge over as needed, or just stay right in that collector lane and get back off at Balls Ferry. That will also be true southbound.
Another collaborative engagement where you got the six-lane going. It benefits the entire county, Redding, Anderson. I know they're looking at another project to do the same thing up through Shasta Lake City.
Absolutely.
So just a great collaboration with Caltrans and ourselves in Redding and the county. And
CERTA. Yeah, absolutely.
So. I should say that since I sit on that board.
Yeah.
Chief, I know you have a couple of thoughts as we get near the close here of our first hour.
Yeah, as you guys talk about all the development and good things that are happening around the city, that's I certainly appreciate that, and everybody needs to know that. My job, you know, though, is try to keep everybody safe and try to protect the life and property of all that stuff that's going on. So I just wanted to remind everybody, as the holiday season, you know, is upon us here, and people are out and feeling festive and getting together and in good spirits. It's also the time of the year when you look at it from a law enforcement point of view, is when our thieves and our predators are out trying to victimize people and taking advantage. So this message is for you to just be a little more aware, stay aware, and don't make it easy for them. Women, with your purses, you can't leave them in the cart unprotected or even unzipped and open walking around. People are really good at pickpocketing and taking stuff right out of there. Don't, everybody, don't leave visible stuff inside of your vehicle when it's parked somewhere. You go shopping and you're getting gifts and stuff like that, put them in the trunk. Don't leave them inside the front seat or the back seat where they can see them and smash the window and grab them real easily. And most of all, the best overall tip I can give everybody is trust your instincts. When you are someplace and something doesn't feel right and you just feel like there is some bad vibes or a bad situation, get yourself out of that situation. Don't continue. Don't ignore it. Because when the hair stands up on the back of your neck and you're feeling something's wrong, that means something probably is wrong. So as always, we're here to help. And if you need the police, call the police. If you have, we just put out a video on Facebook about porch pirates, and they've been come to know as porch pirates. Those are the people that drive around or walk around or bicycle around and steal the packages that are left on your porch, the FedEx, UPS. Postal packages that are left on your front porch. That's a pretty common thing now, and it happens quite a bit. So your neighborhoods that are looking out for each other, you see suspicious vehicles or people in your neighborhood, you can call and report that. We're happy to go and look into that and investigate that. We had a perfect example is we had one a couple of weeks ago that we only got a partial plate and a vehicle description on, and we ended up figuring out who they were, and they were driving it around doing it at multiple locations. That's what happens. Lighting's always good. One of the best things for crime prevention is lighting. That's day and nighttime lighting, nighttime especially. Again, looking out for your neighbor, looking out for yourself, paying attention to what's in your neighborhood, who's around, and what's going on is the other. So again, call into Shascom, whatever jurisdiction you're in. They'll send the corresponding agency of jurisdiction to help, and we gather intel and we do make cases like that. Just because Gavin Newsom doesn't think things are crimes, Mike Johnson and the rest of the police departments in the North State do think they're crimes.
Yeah, and I would tell you that we have cameras all over our house, and the one place we were kind of really missing was the front porch. And so, yeah, we bought the ring this year. And
yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm telling you what a difference it's made.
They're
understanding
awesome.
Who's there. You can talk to them right there. I talked to somebody the other day while they were at the front porch, and they don't know whether you're inside or outside. So it's great. Just remember this, and I thank you, Costco, when I bought it, for reminding of us this. But change your password, the hardest thing you can think of, because it can get pirated. And I've heard stories of that since then from other people.
So. Yeah, you bet. Certainly can. A lot of phone scams going on, too.
Yes.
Those are constant. So, you know, don't ever give out your Social Security number or bank information or anything like that. Don't ever do that. Banks and credit people don't call you and ask for that stuff. They know it already if you're dealing with them.
Absolutely. Well, final thoughts, Jeff?
So, I think we ought to mention what's going on Monday, Chief. You got coffee with the Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you hit on that real quick? Because that's something the community needs to tune into.
You betcha.
Yeah, coffee with the Chief. Well, you know, that's another COVID thing that's kind of put us off. We don't do as much of anymore, but we are doing a Facebook Live coffee with the Chief. And just as a little preview, we're going to be having a very special couple guests. That's Santa Claus and the Grinch, who we arrested in our video for the Porch Pirates, who will be a special guest at that coffee with the Chief as well. 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Facebook Live.
That's right. Anderson Police Department Facebook Live.
So, Barron, when you come to Anderson right now, you got to come at night. You got to go down East Center Street, and you got to see our Christmas tree.
Yes.
So we have a live redwood tree that we planted over a decade ago. You know, it's got to be, what, close to 35, 40 feet tall. And our public works crew has decorated that, and it holds its own with any other outdoor lighted Christmas tree in the North State. So very proud of our public works crew, what they're doing there. It looks great. And invite you to come down and take a look at that.
It was amazing. That was just an amazing night. I know you talked about it earlier, but Christmas in Anderson was just phenomenal. The kids' faces and the amount of joy. And I do want to mention Ace in that, too, because we went out and got a bunch of – we made gift little cards. And on that, you get a 10% off at various restaurants in town. But that was a collaboration with our restaurants and our Anderson Economic Development, who, by the way, has just been working their tail off the last 3 years with various projects and bringing business in our town. And I can't be more proud of that team that thank goodness the council lets me sit on to go look at new businesses and attract new business.
Well, that and also support our existing. I think that's right. An equal component that we need to make sure everybody understands. It's new and existing and just a great thing down in Anderson. And, you know, if you have a need as a business or you need to relocate or you're looking to grow, come see us. We want to
talk. Oh, and we had a new auto parts store open up.
We did.
Yeah, over by Safeway.
Yeah. You know, so that's another example of things kind of growing in Anderson. You know, more auto parts, you know, but you've got a lot of core classic businesses that we would be remiss if we didn't talk about too. Anderson Family Fitness.
Yes.
You know, Becca's Cafe. If you're looking for breakfast, you know, you've got
Players Pizza.
Yeah. Vittles, Humble Joe's. I mean, our core things that have been there a long time. And, you know, it's the whole that makes us keep going forward. And, you know, we're proud to be growing our business and retail side, but we're also proud to be growing our residential side. You know, we've got a big hotel project working with us, so you might see some stuff along I-5 in the coming years, too, because that doesn't just get built overnight. But, you know, we've seen plans for our first four-story building, hotel-type thing in town. And
I don't know. Our turnaround time is pretty quick.
It is, but it takes time to build that kind of a building. And, you know, there might be some dim things around our nation right now, but the light's pretty bright in Anderson. And,
absolutely.
You know, we're very proud to have a city council that is focused on its community as its number one goal and making that community better. And, you know, that's not everywhere today. And so, you know, again, if you've got a need for a residential house or a business, come see us. We're open for business.
Awesome.
Just ask your next guest, Barron, who's a number one Anderson resident coming on.
Yeah, Sheriff Eric McGreeny is in the house, so we'll talk with him next. Gentlemen, thank you so, so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and to your family.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A second virus vaccine appears to be on the fast track for approval.
Relax your own.
As the U.S. expands its rollout of the first vaccine, the one by Pfizer, the FDA said its preliminary analysis confirmed the effectiveness and safety of the one developed by Moderna. The expert panel will publicly review the shot Thursday. Clearance is expected soon afterward. Paul Duprex, the director of vaccine research at the University of Pittsburgh, says we need more than just one vaccine on the market.
We want to have options.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the first batch of Moderna's vaccine could begin heading to his state as soon as this weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
If you think the lines are long, well, of course, you're right. 3 billion packages will be shipped in the U.S. between Thanksgiving and Christmas. After yesterday, shipping prices will go up for priority mail. Greeting cards need to be mailed by Friday to arrive on time. Also at townhall.com, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current and incoming presidents and VPs should all be vaccinated.
The country's top infectious disease expert says President Trump, Vice President Pence, President-elect Biden, and Vice President-elect Harris should all get vaccine shots as soon as possible. Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America that he'd like to see Biden fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. And with Trump and Pence, he says you still want to protect people who are very important to our country right now. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump considering pushing to have a special counsel appointed to advance the federal tax probe into the son of President-elect Joe Biden. That could set up a potential showdown with incoming acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. Trump has been very angry that outgoing Attorney General William Barr did not announce the investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors want high cash flow with appreciation? The Federal Reserve is boosting real estate markets with super low interest rates. And where we build, it's booming. There's an old saying, don't fight the Fed with your investments. Founded in 2006 with a 15-year track record, NRIA gives you steady cash flow backed by $1.2 billion of new construction development. NRIA provides reliable 10% return electronic payments monthly of passive income, tax deferred, plus upside bonuses to 21% annually as we sell out. You're inflation protected with large apartment buildings and diversified in 18 prime developments, avoiding stock market risk. Do the math with us. Don't fight the Fed. Flow with the Fed. Call 201-210-2727. 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by a private placement memorandum. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Returns are annualized. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
If you drive a Honda, you will want to pay especially good attention to this. Keith Peters explains.
Honda is recalling over 1.4 million vehicles in the U.S. to repair drive shafts that can break, window switches that can overheat, and a software flaw. The software recall includes 734,000 Accords from 2018 to 2020 and Insights from 2019 and 2020. A computer programming error can cause the rear camera, turn signals, and windshield wipers to malfunction. Two drive shaft recalls cover 430,000 Civic Hybrids, Fits, and Accords, and the Acura ILX. They're in 22 states where salt is used to clear roads. About 268,000 CRVs from 2002 through 2006 are included in the power window switch recall. Keith Peters reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In Florida, the Legoland theme park is planning to grow.
Plans filed with the city nearest the attraction show that Legoland will add about 4.5 acres to its resort near Wetterhaven. The plan comes amid the pandemic that has rocked Florida's tourism industry. A rendition of the new area shows that at least 6 rides or attractions and a large building, possibly a restaurant, will be added. Exact details haven't been revealed. Legoland Florida has expanded repeatedly since opening in October 2011. Legoland operates 8 theme parks around the world. John Scott reporting.
Not very often we get to report good news, especially at Christmas. Near San Diego yesterday, a Marine sergeant came upon a car fire, parents frantically trying to get the baby out of the infant seat, but they couldn't do it. The Marine climbed into the car, took his combat knife, cut the strap, grabbed the baby, and then ran to safety right before the car blew up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our 8 o'clock hour at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Our number to call in, 605-4567. And Jared, do you want to give us the weather update?
Sure. It's currently 38 degrees here downtown. Today is going to be rainy with a high of 53 and a low of 41. Tomorrow we have a chance of showers, and then it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 56, a low of 38. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 60, a low of 37. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 61 and a low of 37.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate you. My first time hosting the show, Jared's had my back for the last hour anyway. We'll see if he continues down that path for the second hour. Hey, with us this morning for our 8 o'clock hour, Sheriff Eric McGreeny, Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Good morning, all. Happy Wednesday.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate you. Yeah, hump day, yeah.
And congratulations, Vice Mayor.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. For little, City of Anderson.
Little promotion last night.
Yes. Sorry I missed it.
And by the way, I got to move up because of COVID. I was down in the child's play area.
Okay.
So now I got to move up to the top. So I got double promoted.
So you changed the seats and changed the placards.
That's right.
And for all the same pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still zero.
Yeah. Common theme. Yeah.
Yes. As you know, we had Chief Johnson on last hour and our city manager, Jeff Keiser. We really just went over all the great things that went on this past year, because it's really been one of those years where everybody, it's just been a downer, you know, time after time after time. And you came into office right off the bat, and we get with COVID, and I'll run through some things, Sheriff, and then you can bounce back and kind of trickle through them as we go. But we ended up with, of course, COVID, and then we had, you know, the protest night, and then some people that were happy and not happy from both sides of the aisle with the county and the cities. And then, of course, we had the Zog fire that went on, and obviously that's super tragic. We've now had, I believe the numbers were at 61 COVID deaths in Shasta County. The good news with all of that is, from my perspective, not that death is ever good, that's for sure, and I'm not saying that whatsoever. But our numbers as far as the ICU beds and the new restrictions, we're still nearing, you know, 30%. So there's some good with the bad, for sure. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Yeah, no, it's been an adventurous year. I'm trying to think of a good term to put on that. You know, I this week I had the opportunity to meet with retired Sheriff Tom Vasenko and Jim Pope, and stopped by the office, just touching base. And I asked them, I said, at what point, you know, does this job become fun? This year I have not had fun yet. And again, we've had some several laughs, at least Tom Vasenko and myself, regarding the premonition he had to get out when he did. Because, yeah, this year has just been one challenge after another. As you just mentioned, you know, we started with the whole Measure A campaign. As soon as the first year launched, partnered up with Supervisor Comente and staff and teams, and we hit the ground running out to the different various parts of the community and doing groups and QAs and really made a valiant effort in the attempts to hopefully get a new jail and enhance some public safety efforts. But the voters chose not to go with that, so we're going to regroup. I have some new ideas that I've talked to Supervisor Comente about. But we transitioned right from that, because that was, you know, a primary election that got defeated in. And then it seemed like the next day, and I know it wasn't, but it seemed like the next day, COVID came upon us. And that was just that fear of the unknown. Nobody knew what to expect. You know, we're hearing all these reports. We're seeing all these things. And everyone acted appropriately, and we did what we needed to do. We went in unified command with myself as the county's emergency manager. And we tried to, you know, we grouped up, we worked with public health that had, nobody in this community, well, nobody in this nation, this world, was dealing with anything like this. So got a whole incident command structure established. That was successful. We maintained that until we started breaching into fire season, because that unified command was the sheriff's office. It was Cal Fire. It was Chief Brett Gavea, and then public health is the third component of them. So as fire season started upon us, typically for us, you know, calls for service increase. The summertime, people come up here to recreate. We saw a record number of people coming up to our campgrounds. As you guys talked about the last hour, trailer sales are up. So everybody's taken to the outdoors, which is fantastic. But it brought an influx of people up here to the North State. So we broke out of that unified command and to deal with the call volumes, the services that we needed to provide, because this really is a public health emergency. It's not a law enforcement emergency. So, and then as we saw the social unrest hit our nation with George Floyd, and then that transpired into now all these, in my opinion, some of these overreaching orders from our governor. So it's been, yeah, it's been challenging. However, having all that being said, and we can talk about it throughout the hour, we are still doing fantastic stuff at the sheriff's office. And we sat down, part of our team this last week, and started identifying, okay, we're not going to sit here and wallow and focus on the negative. We're going to focus on the positive that we've done and then what's on the horizon. Because
good for you.
What we have to do is forecast. If we don't do that, we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're doing the community a disservice. So putting together plans for what's on the horizon, forecasting forward into 2021. So we have the pedal down, and we're staying on the gas, and we're going to keep doing some good stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, you started this year with a new CEO, Matt, and I've had the pleasure of sitting down with Matt within the last couple of weeks, and I got to tell you, what a breath of fresh air, and I'm not taking anything away from the last CEO for sure. I'm just saying that I didn't get the chance to sit down with the last CEO, but sat down with this CEO, and I just like his vision. I see it a lot like our city manager, Jeff Keyser, thinking outside the box and doing some different things. And through that, and getting back to you and the sheriff's office, is he really sat down with you, from my understanding, and opened up some positions that have been on hold for a while. So if you could speak about that a little bit. I know we got a caller, so. Nope,
yeah,
no caller.
So, and you're exactly right. He's brought, you know, the experience he's had at different counties, but he's brought a new way of leadership, of open-mindedness, of thinking outside the box. And I have not, I'm trying to think as we sit here, I don't know that I've gotten a no from him. You know, it might be, well, that's going to be a stretch, or let's sit down and round table. But, it's not a no. It's what can we do and how can we get there? And it might be a stretch. It might be a heavy lift. It may not become reality, but let's see what we can do. And so I appreciate that because, you know, public safety in this community has been and continues to be, hopefully, priority number one. And we hear that from our citizens. We've seen that. The board supported the Deputy Sheriff's Association this last summer. So, as you talked about the freeing up of positions, over the last 4 years, we have lost several positions. In fact, we had at one point, we had 17 allocated unfunded sworn positions. And what I mean by that is these positions are on the books for us to fill, but we don't have the money to fill them, so we can't hire for them. This fiscal year, 2021, working with the CEO and his staff, we were able to free up 7 of those to start hiring for those. And through that, and now with a competitive salary schedule that the board has given us for our Deputy Sheriff's Association, we just swore 3 people in last week that graduated the academy, which is fantastic. So we're starting to see our numbers get back up, which is going to give us the opportunity to do some exciting things that we can talk about after break as far as what I talked about just a minute ago, forecasting and what 2021 is going to bring us. So,
all right. Thank you, Sheriff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I love those J.I. bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Good morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, our number here is 605-4567, and I think, Jared, I'm getting a complex. Not one call-in. On my first
show.
No,
we did have a call-in, but it was an ad for something.
Oh, thank you, Jared.
We could have taken that. We could have had some fun with that.
Like I said,
some telemarketer.
The first hour, Jared had my back right up until there. Your only call-in was an ad. I appreciate that. Again, we're here with Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreeny, and Eric, we're just talking about some of this year's.
Oh, and there goes the phone.
There goes the phone. We got talking about some of the ups and downs of the 2020 year. Really, your first full year in office. So,
well, speak of the devil, we got a call.
Excellent.
We got Lori on the line.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori.
Hey, I'm super good. Thanks. I do have a question. I was watching the Board of Supervisors yesterday online, virtual, and my question is, if sheriff can answer it or not, does he anticipate, expect, or personally hope that we can open the chambers again like we successfully did in the past, even though it was, you know, limited seating and one at a time, that kind of thing? And then the final question is, and I missed a little bit of it while watching the board, when they were discussing the DA and the sheriff's position getting long overdue raises, was that approved partially, or is that pushed off until 2021?
Thank you, Lori. So we'll rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah, it was denied. The raises were denied. So thank you for asking. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, we have a turn in the economy and we get past this COVID and we start seeing things come around for us. But as far as the chambers open, you know, I know I did sit in on the meeting and I watched that debate, and I understand the health concerns, and I respect the board's decision on what they were trying to do and look out for the health of the staff and some of our board members. I'm conflicted because I do think that there is some validity to opening the chambers, and that's the democracy that this country was founded on, and having the voice. But at the same time, you know, we want to be respectful to staff and protect staff. And so I heard the arguments, and so ultimately the board decided to stay virtual starting the first of the year. We'll see as the dynamics of the board change starting January 5th, the first board meeting, and we'll see what happens with that. So,
yeah, thank you, Lori.
Sheriff, real quick, am I still on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thanks. This is kind of a follow-up. I'm not sure if everybody's aware of that C5, C6 that was brought up yesterday about when we are in a red or purple tier, that apparently automatically puts it into a virtual situation. And I completely understand when the staff is actually really ill, sick, symptomatic, and there's not sufficient staff, that makes absolute sense why it must go virtual. My concern is if these PCR tests keep being utilized to categorize and put us in these restrictive categories, a test that's really not a diagnostic test, it's just picking up remnants of a little bit of RNA and then they amplify it.
Sure.
So that's the concern I have, is that that's going to be a perpetual way that we will never have face-to-face contact if we do not turn that around and have a real legit test, like an antigen test or a serology test.
And, Lori, you bring up some good points, because I have concerns with how even they establish these regions. And if I could talk about that for just a moment, we have Office of Emergency Services through the state has established regions that have been in place for years,
yep,
for decades. And, for example, Shasta County Sheriff is the Region 3 coordinator for the 13 northern counties. So with that, you have communication that's established. You have resource lists. You have all of your – you know who your people are. You know where you can go to different counties for different things, for different assets, for different equipment needs, whatever it is. You have those call lists, those phone trees, the whole hierarchy of the incident or the OES system is pre-established. And then you fast forward now and you make these new regions, which are very difficult to justify based on how, for example, my friend down in San Luis Obispo, the sheriff down there, he's lumped in with L.A. and Orange.
Right.
You know, he's just fit to be tied right now.
Chico is Sacramento.
Chico is Sacramento, exactly. Yeah. And so if you're looking for that collaboration and working together and partnerships, those are pre-established. So then to completely come in and redraw those lines, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you
right,
almost say, put on your tinfoil hat and say they're doing that on purpose to us. But no, it's just, it's frustrating.
Well, you know there's a strategy.
I'm sure there
absolutely
is. Yeah.
I know we got another call. Terry's on the line.
Morning, Terry.
Morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. How you guys all doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
The thing is that what was mentioned yesterday was the staff. The staff was mentioned. How about the people? What about the people? What about the constituents that the Board of Supervisors serves?
Right.
They're not
yep
working.
Yep.
I know, Eric, you hear this personally in your family about restaurants. So
yes.
The real deal is that what about the people? I mean, how it's fine and dandy to protect the staff, and oh, by the way, I've never seen Mary Rickert wear a mask. Yet she talked about her health being compromised. Mm-hmm. I mean, really and truly, you know, I'm sorry, Eric, this is just, it violates the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, 10th, 14th Amendments. It violates United States Code Section 241, 242, and we can use the civil remedy, Title 42, United States Code 1983. I mean, I don't know what you guys are thinking, and I don't mean you to put you in with this mix, Eric, but I don't know what they're thinking on how they're going to get away with this. There's just no way. There's already been a lawsuit. That's just the beginning.
And as I suspect, we're doing everything
within the law and legally to open our county. What they're doing is illegal.
Yeah, and Les Baugh and Joe Comente brought up your same point.
And I think the dynamics when they change in the first meeting, I think that ruling or that decision will change as well.
And I think listening to it yesterday, Les said some things that, you know, this can be reversed. It's going to take, unfortunately, a few meetings
take one meeting to be reversed because you'd have three votes when Patrick Jones gets in.
Right.
Correct, yeah.
Yep.
You know, the real deal is, I'll just leave it at this. The real deal is they've broken the law, Eric. They've broken the law. That's the deal. And where is the ramifications of that? Everything I've said is legal. You know it is. Where is our law enforcement in taking care of that? You don't sue people when they break the law, do you?
So you ask where our law enforcement is. I am trying to focus and keep the morale up to fight the crime. I mean, we heard Mike Johnson, Chief Johnson, talk in the last hour of these porch pirates, of these people to become victimized, the phone scams, all the other abuses, elder and child abuses going on. And so that is my focus. In fact, I want to talk about here is probably, I don't know where we are on time, coming up after the next break of our things we're trying to do with mental health and our mobile crisis unit in partnership with mental health and Reading Police Department. And that's going to be exciting, and that's something that we're working forward. We just had a meeting last week, and we're doing the final touches and drafting MOUs. So that is where my focus is right now, the citizens and keeping the safety.
Just one quick thing, if I may. One quick thing.
Gotta be quick. We got another caller.
Okay, one quick thing. And that is that basically the jurisdiction over the health department is the Board of Supervisors. So if you're going after the big fish, it's the Board of Supervisors. It's their jurisdiction. The governor is no friend of ours, but we can't blame him if the people that we have in office are breaking the law. That's the whole point. They have the jurisdiction. Everybody's dancing around this elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They have control over the health department. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
And we can still blame the governor.
That's right. All right, Joe, you're on with us. Good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Baron. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I figured I'd call in and give a couple quick quips to you guys.
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
All right. So, good morning. First, let me say, Eric, I love what you're doing. I love your stance on everything. I think crime has got to be right now, especially with the prison, you know, prisoners being let out. That's got to be our priority, so I appreciate that. I just wanted to chime in on the whole situation with the Board of Supervisors shutting down. You know, it seems to me that their environment was already pretty safe, like, you know, much like Joe and Les had already said. But I'm not a problem guy, I'm a solution guy. So I have a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old that both go to school regularly. If they need somebody to come in and show them how to distance safely and manage their day-to-day tasks, I'm a problem solver. So let me know, and I'd be happy to get my kids down there. Show those adults how they need to stay safe.
Thank you, Joe. And it's funny you bring that up because I had a talk with one of the supervisors yesterday afternoon after the meeting, and that was a very topic about, you know, the ability to put up plexiglass. And if you're really compromised, you can there's different places you could sit and be somewhat sequestered but still, you know, view the public and respond accordingly. So very appropriate, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
We
got to take a quick break here, but we appreciate you calling in.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay, Tokyo, South America.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And again, our number is 605-4567. And as soon as I said we had no callers, we ended up with three in a row. So we appreciate you all for calling in and asking your questions. You know, it is, there was no doubt after some of what happened yesterday at the board meeting, there was going to be some huge discussion today. And I just want to say that... from sitting on the Anderson City Council, I appreciate all of them. They all have an opinion and a point of view of what they think is right, and we don't always agree with it. I know people don't always agree with me, and that's okay, too. So, but I appreciate all of your opinions, and I know that a lot of us feel the same way, that the governor has made some moves that are just leave you scratching your head, I'll say that. So let's get back to the unfunded positions that you had. And I know through my years of sitting on the Anderson City Council and watching Tom and his years and the frustration that we had in Shingletown and Bernie and Cottonwood with not having officers out there and those being unfunded by the county at certain points for various reasons, and some of them obviously of concern when we had the downturn in the market in 2005, and mm-hmm. so some of those things happened. So go ahead with your what we got going on now with our new CEO.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard to regroup. It's not impossible. It just takes time. I mean, these to get somebody hired, it doesn't. I'd love to just click my heels three times or rub that crystal ball and make it come into existence. But there's the application and the testing and the physical agility, and then now there's a psych exam, and there's a lie detector test, and there's a drug screening, and there's a medical, and those, you have to schedule those and appointments. And now with COVID, things are harder to get in and make schedules for. So it takes months to get people up and running. However, again, as we talked about these seven new positions that were allocated, that were already allocated but are now funded, meaning we have money to hire for them, we're, again, keeping the pedal down. Now, we just brought on a lateral hire from Butte County. He and his wife were both from the Intermountain area, from Bernie Fall River, and so he is going home. And we hired him for the Bernie area, which is a huge plus.
That's great
and
for Bernie.
Somebody who's born and raised up there, who knows the community up there. And so him returning to us, he's tried and true. You know, he's already proved himself, and he's going to be an excellent asset for us. We still have trying to work creatively to entice people to want to go to those resident posts, such as Shingletown and Lakehead. It's just difficult. We offer a 5% stipend to go up there. In addition to that, the board authorized a $5,000 housing allowance to help people get up there and get established annually for living up there in the the resident post area. We have not been successful yet. We fly that position continuously. And we even broke it out to say you could apply for just Shingletown. You can apply for just Lakehead. You can apply for just Bernie. And we run those continuously with the county.
But from that, you did get a Bernie slot.
We did get a Bernie slot. So we continue to work as we add positions of those seven that I talked about down in the valley. And we are have the ability through calls for service and to get people up into those beats. So during the summertime, what we typically have done is we pull our school resource officers in. Obviously, school's not in session. We put them into those resident posts, patrol for the summer, for the vacation, the influx of people. Because the schools are suffering, we lost one of our contracts with one of the high schools. We're still holding on with West Valley. But that's been a challenge as well. But nonetheless,
well, that was grant funded for 2 years, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are, we're looking again at how can we do things bigger? How can we do things better? How can we meet the needs of the community? And, working with Chief Bill Shuler, working with mental health, we've looked at some other models. I've talked with the sheriff down in Butte County. They have a model that they're doing. I looked and did some research on the San Antonio model, and now there's called Cohorts up in, I think it's Eugene, Oregon. And it's a mobile crisis unit, for lack of a better term. We haven't come up with a title yet.
Sure.
But it's going to be a member of the sheriff's office, member of Reading Police, and then a mental health clinician. Reading is providing the vehicle. We're going to get office space down here on the new promenade that's opening up. And so what they will do is we started pulling all of the stats for what we call 5150, for people who are unable to care for the safety of themselves, who may be in mental crisis, who whatever their needs are. We started pulling those calls because those – actually, there was a significant number. And then we started looking at the time of day and the days of the week, trying to vet it out and scope it down to when we could be most efficient and have that resource available and on the street. And so we're excited to be moving forward with that. And the idea is that when that call comes in, it's not a beat officer that will be responding. Excuse me. And a beat officer does a fantastic job, but we have challenged them to do more with less for years now, as sure. We've talked about with the cuts. So they're trying to handle that call the quickest they can to get onto the other 8 or 10 calls that are stacked up in their beat, because they're trying to work on that beat integrity, trying to provide the best service in the quickest, most expeditious manner. So a lot of times these mental health calls are people that are in mental health crisis. need that kind of slow down and take that extra effort. We're going to provide these officers and deputy with training. Like I said, there's going to be a clinician with them. It's not just a lot. Oftentimes, a quick solve is to transport that person to a mental health facility or to the hospital, drop them off, get them plugged in with somebody, and then they're off and running to the next call in their beat. This unit will be able to take that time and dedicate to do de-escalation, to work with them, to have those that verbal judo, we call it, to have those communication skills to talk that person down, to resolve it peacefully, and to get them plugged into the correct services. So mental health will be working with us in collaboration in the vehicle, and they can start plugging in the services and providing those wraparound services that are so critical. So that is something moving forward that we're going to be working to do 2021. So that's exciting. And again, we're hiring in the jail. If you are interested in getting your foot in the door, and it might be difficult to be able to unplug and to not have an income while you attend the police academy, and if that's your ultimate goal, if we have a program within our jail where, you know, we'll take you, we'll get you hired in the jail, we provide all the training, we'll send you to what's called the CORE course. It's like a mini police academy for corrections. But then we have an apartment down in Chico. We have dedicated spots for every academy moving forward for years to come down at Butte. And we are taking two people at a time out of our jail, every academy class, and putting them in the academy. And then they go to the police academy, they come out as patrol deputies. It is
promoting from within.
Promoting from within.
Love it.
These are people that are tested. They're tried and true. You get to see their work ethic, all of the above. And it's been a total success. We've been doing this for several years now. We're going to continue with that program. So please, we're hiring on all levels. So there's my quick little plug.
Well, and getting back to the mental health, the crisis intervention team that you've set up, what a different plan. And I know we as citizens here in the North State appreciate you looking outside the box. Obviously, the plan that Seattle and Oregon and some others have come up with, you're just going to send the mental health person in to deal with those things. Just in the last couple of weeks, there was a fatality. Mm-hmm. One of the ladies went in there in Washington,
right,
and actually got killed because she went in by herself. And
exactly.
So I appreciate you thinking outside the box. But you have a mental health expert with you at the same time.
Correct.
So I definitely I look at that and see that as a win over just somebody risking their lives that have no way to protect themselves.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to keep fighting the fight with the jail. I talked in the shows in the past about the prisons shutting down intake. Then for a short window, they opened them back up, and then they shut them down on us again. So we continue to battle with that. End of the day, we need a new jail. We're so limited in our jail beds. We're already compromised, and then you add the fact that the prisons are just shoving their prisoners back on us, back on our community through releases, and now through their refusal to accept new inmates. It's very frustrating. I've beat that drum. We're also happy and very excited to be bringing on a new PIO. That is not something the sheriff's office has had ever that I can – that I can think of. So a new public information officer, PIO. So Tim Mapes, I think it's now public.
Every morning.
He will be coming to work for us, and we'll be looking to, because, man, the men and women of the sheriff's office, all law enforcement here in the North State, but I'm going to brag on the sheriff's office, they do a phenomenal job every single day. And a lot of this stuff the community needs to see. You know, we see the negative because that's what the media capitalizes on and exploits, but the positive is done daily, and we need to show that. We need to showcase the good work we're doing, these programs that we're trying to implement and get going. So I think that'll be a benefit both for our agency, for the community. I saw a Facebook post last night talked about, you know, ideas on how we can post stats and show.
Yes, I saw it. I was going to talk about that in the next segment.
Trying to reply. I couldn't. I don't know Facebook good enough. I was trying to figure out how I could comment to it.
But we got to take a break before our last segment.
We can talk about that when we come back.
So we'll come back right after this.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in Jefferson, state of mind.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. We're in our last segment. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Again, our call-in number is 605-4567. And I just want to take a second to thank Carl and Linda for allowing me to host the show for the first time today, and all of my guests, Chief Michael Johnson from Anderson Police Department, Jeff Kieser, our city manager for the city of Anderson, and on now is our sheriff. For Shasta County, Eric McGreeny. So I appreciate all of them coming on. And Jared, thanks for keeping me together, buddy. I appreciate it. I wouldn't have made it without you.
No, you've done great. This has been smooth. So.
So we had one.
Tell Carl to watch out.
Exactly. Here I come, Carl.
Yeah, right.
No, not gonna happen. So we had one chat question, and I'll summarize the question, and I'll let you answer it, Sheriff. So if you have 8 officers on duty, and there's a shootout, and all of them fire a shot, what happens with the officers, and what does that do to an agency?
Yeah, so
to summarize.
Yeah, I'm not sure who gave the chat, but thanks for piping in and asking the question. And I think they added if we could get a waiver, if there's a waiver to not take them all off at the same
sure.
time. And although that's a great idea, but the reality of it is the criminal and internal affairs investigations need to be conducted. And the best way to do that is to give them that time off so the investigation can be done. We don't want them coming in getting because you come in, the shop talk starts, you know, and having them be exposed to that. Additionally, what we do now as an industry standard was any time a law enforcement officer is involved in a significant incident like that with a critical use of force, we send them to see a psychologist. In the years past, it was never offered. Then it progressed into, well, it's available. If you want to use it, you can. And then the kind of that machismo comes in to where no one wants to raise their hand to say me. So now we eliminate all that and we just say, you're going. You're going to go. You're going to see somebody, talk out the event, make sure everything's good before we bring you back to work because we want you hitting on all cylinders and we want to make sure that you're good before you come back and start suiting back up and handling calls again. So,
well, I think in the past, and this went on with the military as well, and you know this because you have a son in the military now. In fact, he came home yesterday
afternoon.
But it's always been frowned upon, or you were made fun of if you needed some little extra mental health.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the military or in law enforcement,
right.
That's always been the case. And we're men, so we make fun of each other. But they really do need that moment to one. Decompress and get away from the issue,
yep.
And then to see somebody just in case.
Right. So it's
you don't want them making a bad decision because they're in a different, they're not in the right spot in their own head.
Exactly.
And I think this solves that. At least tries.
And what we want, and I think what our citizens want, is when that officer or that deputy is out responding to that call, we want them 100%.
Absolutely.
And so, anyway, thank you for the comment and thank you for the chat question. So, yeah, before the break, we were talking about the PIO and stats and
Tim Mapes.
Tim Mapes. And, you know, somebody asked last night on one of the forums, and they tagged me in it, but having, like, a daily chart come out as far as, you know, bed space availability and county inmates versus prison inmates and sentenced inmates versus pre-sentence and calls for service that day. And that kind of – it was a great question. Again, it's – just exploiting what we're dealing with, what we're fighting with, what our challenges are each and every day. So that is my hope and my vision for this new position is to start getting that information out. One, as I already mentioned, to showcase the good work that the men and women of the Sheriff's Office are doing, and then two, to keep the community educated as to what we're dealing with. And what these challenges are, not just me coming on the radio once a month and hearing me, you know, bang the drum, but you're going to see daily. And then you know the decisions that we're having to make and why we're making them. And we've all heard, you know, the revolving door at the jail. I hate that because it's true.
Right.
And I can't fix it right now, everything I'm trying to do. But the reality of it is we have that issue and that challenge daily. With our daily bookings, we only have so much space. We are at capacity. So every time that door rolls up and a patrol car comes in with someone in the back seat, that means somebody is going out the front door. And that's a horrible situation to be in. And, you know, that's one of my long-term goals is to try to improve on our bed space here in Shasta County because, the citizens deserve it. Public safety is paramount. That's what I've been tasked with. That's the ask of me as sheriff is to maintain that jail and to be accountable to the citizens and to provide the safety and security to our citizens. And, you know, we're looking at programs. And again, we're not being closed-minded. There are several ways to skin a cat. But the fact of the matter is there has to be a hammer. There has to be accountability for anybody out there that raises kids. You can relate. You know, you have to have that fear factor in there that if you do wrong, there's going to be discipline that follows. And so in the form of the public safety criminal justice system, that is the jail. And if you do wrong, you victimize our citizens, you take advantage of the elderly, you abuse a child, you will go to jail and you will stay there until whatever time is appropriate for you to be released, decided by the courts. But my job is to hold you, and that's what I want to do. So we have to figure out a way to get there.
Well, and we talked about it last hour with Chief Johnson in regards to collaboration with the different agencies. And do you want to elaborate a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I didn't hear his comments, so I'm going to hit this blind. And I'm going to assume, though, that we're going to be carrying the same message, because the collaboration, the communication between myself and the chiefs here in the county is great. I'll go as far as to say I think it's the best. That's because I'm involved, right?
Sure. Well, all three of us are. That's right.
And I'm being facetious. I'm joking. But no, it's the best it's been that I can remember, where we are meeting regularly, we're emailing, we're communicating, we're phone calling. If there's a decision, if there's something coming down, where we see the governor launch another order or whatever he's going to do, right away we're calling each other. We'll set up a quick conference call, a three-way call, which I learned how to do with my phone now. Very easy to do and very instantaneous. And so we get on the phone. Okay, this is what I just got. Or did you watch the governor's press conference at noon? Yeah, we saw it. Okay, how do we want to
challenge
this? Don't
say what they said, though.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. I won't get in the weeds. I'll keep a high level. But then, yeah, how are we unified? How are we going to handle this and be one voice and work together? And it's been great.
Well, I think you touched on earlier with the crisis prevention group that you're putting together.
Right.
I know you have the repeat offender program in the jail, where we have a specified bed for the cities to move those repeat offenders in. And I know that's a collaboration with the district attorney's office. And we applaud Stephanie. I do want to
absolutely
say that Stephanie has been a breath of fresh air for this county and has done a tremendous amount. If I would add time, I would add her on today, too. Next time, Carl, give me 3 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I have 2 minutes now, so this is the end for me. But I do appreciate her, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss not to mention her as well. As, you know, we talk a lot about the enforcement side when we collaborate, but then when we talk about, we get together to talk about the public safety issues and the criminal justice program in this county, she's absolutely included in that and is a tremendous asset, as well as providing her insight and perspectives from, okay, we can go out and we can arrest everybody in the sun and throw everybody, but she has the hard job of prosecuting all these and getting these to court. And so trying to work together to do what's best and use our resources where they're best suited. So,
right. And yeah. I don't want to leave out probation, because you have to work hand in hand with Tracy once you're having those inmates leave the jail and go out on probation. So I don't want to leave out probation.
Yeah, and she's been tasked with, you know, we hit on it already in this hour, just the releases from the prisons and just how frustrating this is with them closing prisons, minimizing inmate populations, and they hang their hat on that. Yet we have, last count I saw was, I think, it got down a little bit. I'm sure it's climbed back up, but it was at 7,000 prison sentence inmates that are sitting in these county jails.
Right.
That doesn't count all the ones they're also releasing, just right, shortening their sentence and releasing. And then we saw what the L.A., the new Gascon, the L.A. district attorney came out with.
Unbelievable.
And I think it was 13 executive orders in one day, just blasted them all. And it's just very unfortunate.
Not okay to the citizens.
No, absolutely not. Definitely. Total disservice.
Well, I know we're down to about 30 seconds, so Sheriff Eric McGinney, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and your family. We appreciate all of your staff. And to all of you out there listening, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks for having
Christmas.
Me. Jared, Merry Christmas.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.